Hello, my name is John Hallison. I guess today I'm going to talk about Towards a Sustainable Phosphorus Future, assessing small wastewater treatment plants as an overlooked phosphorus recovery source. The purpose of this research was to model and test struvite formation in filtrates recovered from four North Florida small wastewater treatment plants in order to determine the struvite production rates, their impact on phosphorus recovery from these wastewater treatment sites. Phosphorus, it's a central nutrient to life, and there is no substitute. Globally, about 44 million tons of phosphorus are consumed by the human population for agricultural purposes, with that predicted to grow by 1.5% every year. This means, depending on your phosphorus budgets, on the available phosphorus rock, the phosphorus resources could be exhausted within 100 to 250 years. Because of this, a renewable fertilizer phosphorus source needs to be identified to feed the world's population. In terms of wastewater, the incoming phosphorus concentration to most municipal wastewater sources is about 3 to 11 parts per million. This equates in the United States to about 1.4 million tons of phosphorus being processed through wastewater treatment plants. The primary removal of phosphorus from municipal wastewater treatment is in the incorporation into the biosolid fraction of the waste stream. What does that mean? For the disposal and use of biosolids in the state of Florida, it's about an even split where a third of them are land applied, another third are distributed and marketed as a soil amendment or fertilizer, and then one third is sent to landfills. That means a third of the biosolids containing the phosphorus are not being reused in any way. Magnesium ammonium phosphate or struvite is thermodynamically favorable in many wastewater streams. There have not been many reports on using anaerobically digested wastewater treatment plants for production of struvite. For anaerobic digestion, we used an economic analysis to set how many wastewater treatment plants would be used or would be in the United States, based on an economic analysis of the operation and maintenance and construction costs for anaerobic digestion. That came out to be 12 million gallons a day. Any wastewater system below a treatment capacity of 12 million gallons a day would likely have anaerobic digestion for treatment of their biosolids. What does that mean? About 97% of the wastewater treatment plants in the state of Florida would fall below 12 million gallons a day. This is a generic representation of a typical activated sludge wastewater treatment plant, where the influent raw wastewater is coming in into an aeration tank where it's treated for its total suspended solids, biological oxygen demand, and nitrogen. The mixed slurry of the wastewater and the biosolids is carry on to a clarifier where it's separated. The cleaned water is disposed of through the effluent, and the biosolids are either returned to the headworks of the plant to be mixed and activate the incoming raw wastewater, or a fraction of that is sent to the digester for further processing. Our study locations range in design treatment capacity from 250,000 gallons a day of treatment capacity to about 0.7 million gallons a day. They represent two of the common variations of the activated sludge process: a sequencing batch reactor where all of the wastewater processes are carried out in one single tank, and a complete mix reactor where that activated sludge that's returning is not just returned to the headworks, but it's returned throughout the entire plant to completely mix and activate the whole system. A look at the concentrations of the struvite precursors in these study locations showed that the incoming phosphorus load ranged from about 2 kilograms per day all the way up to almost 18 kilograms per day. We found that all of the struvite precursors were available in these filtrate compositions. And then in order to determine whether struvite was capable of being formed, we used a chemical speciation model, Visual MinTech, to calculate whether struvite could be formed. It showed that it was capable of being formed with minor pH adjustments. We then, in order to validate the model, we conducted a few formation experiments using sodium hydroxide as a base or air sparging to elevate the pH to 8.5 in order to optimize the struvite formation and minimize any other potential co-precipitates. We saw that these formation experiments matched the modeled results quite well, and that struvite was being formed. The reactions were completed very quickly, within 15 to 30 minutes of the initial pH adjustment, and with the air sparge showing a larger crystal growth. XRD analysis showed that struvite was the only crystalline form found in these samples, and that we did an additional experiment where we were adding magnesium to see if the response would show that we could get additional struvite formation by adding the limiting nutrient magnesium. So what does this mean in terms of the phosphorus load reduction or the recovery from these plants? Based on these formation rates, we could show that struvite could be formed from these plants at a range of 1,700 to 1,500 kilograms per year being formed from these sites. That equates to a load reduction in these wastewater sites, or a phosphorus recovery as struvite, anywhere between 2 to 24%. So the conclusions in terms of the impacts of this study, there are approximately 44,000 small wastewater treatment plants located in the U.S. with a total combined wastewater treatment capacity of 26,000 million gallons a day. What that means is if we were able to form struvite at the calculated rates, this would equate to about 200,000 tons of phosphate rock equivalents per year formed from small wastewater treatment plants. In addition to phosphorus recovery, the sale of struvite as a fertilizer would provide an economic benefit to these small wastewater treatment plants, and also assist in achieving the permitted limitation or the permit phosphorus reductions for these wastewater treatment plants. And I realize I talked really fast.
All right, do we have any questions? Just to clarify on this particular slide, your one conclusion, is it 200,000 tons of P2O5 or phosphate rock?
P2O5. Okay. Yes.
I may have missed it. What do you obtain with the air sparging?
We went to 8.5. The alkalinity the alkalinity showed we could get about there. So that's where we set the set point at. Yes.
So your recovering struvite, is that applied to agricultural field as struvite, or do you separate the magnesium from phosphate?
It would be applied as struvite. It's a The crystal does not dissolve in natural waters. You got to decrease the pH before, so it would be a slow release fertilizer. So it could be applied just as a.
Is there any risk of over fertilizing the field with magnesium?
Not to my knowledge.
Additional questions for the speaker?
Yes. I think you covered this, but is there some reason you cannot produce through from large wastewater treatment?
You can. It's currently being that's currently being studied, but as they normally have anaerobic digestion, they have much greater concentrations of these struvite precursors, and most research or commercial operations do tend towards the larger wastewater facilities, where there's a significant number of these small wastewater facilities. They don't have the revenue to purchase commercial products, so that's why we were looking at a small sustainable way of just achieving phosphate recovery for these plants. I don't have the U.S. numbers, but globally it was 44 million tons. Yeah, like I said, the process wasn't optimized just for the total phosphorus, removing all of the phosphorus. We were just looking at what can be achieved with the current values. The next stage of this research will be to optimize it for achieving more phosphorus recovery. Just by magnesium addition, we showed that we could get from 24% up to greater than 50% phosphorus recovery.
Just that I comment, I believe that 200,000 is close to 5% of U.S.
Thank you for that.
All right, if there's no other questions, we'll thank our speaker.